is Radharasura Nidhi, verse 61, and we're continuing a discussion about we heard about the beauty of Krishna yesterday, Govindam Indivara Shyamam, and why Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati was using these extra adjectives to describe the beauty and radiance of Krishna. Krishna's Govinda, and he's Indivara, Indivara Shyamam. Krishna's already Shyam, which means dark blue, beautiful like the sea, or like a blue sapphire, or like a beautiful monsoon cloud, Ganasham. Ganasham Radhe Radhe, Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Ganasham means Gana, Ghana, Ghana means condensed, concentrated, thick. Like we say, Ganaras, when you get sugar cane juice. What you call sugar cane juice you buy? That's called Ganaras, because it's not regular water, it's thick. It's some body to it, where water is thin. So Krishna is very thick, Shyam. But here it says Indivara. Indivara, we don't know what that is, but Indivara is a blue lotus flower. Very, very dark blue, like Krishna. I've never seen. Maybe on the net you can see, or maybe it's a transcendental blue lotus flower. There are blue lotus flowers, and there's different types of blue lotus flowers, just like in pink or red. There's, like someone might say, oh, I'm wearing a pink shirt. Well, maybe so many, it's cool pink or blue pink or so many types of pink and different shades. So Krishna was compared like that because he took on an extra deeper hue of blue color because he was touching Radharani. And he touched Radharani, which we'll hear about today, this point. And when he touched Radharani, then he touched Radharani's transcendental divine form of Srimati Radharani. And she's full of Sham Ras, that intimate love absorption in Krishna or Sham. So her whole being. So then Krishna became even bluer by that contact. So now, and we discussed about Rasika Dayani, and now we'll discuss this again, this last line. Read the verse again. Parasparsha rasotsavam pranatibir govindam indivara shamam pratayutum sumanjala raha kunjam chasamarjitum Mala chandana gandapura rasat rasavat tambula sat panakan yadattum charasaika dhyanitava preshya kadasyam maham. So here the translation, the Manjari is praying to Radhika. O only bestower of ras, Sri Radhike, when will you engage me by praying to the lotus flower Govinda who experiences a festival of ras by bowing down at your lotus feet and touching them? When can I sweep your very lovely solitary kunj and bring you various items like flower garlands and sandalwood paste and perfumes and fragrant scents and oils and also tasty betel leaves and drinks for your pleasure? Well, this is a prayer, and we discussed, I think, 2 days ago or so about the manjula raha kunjams chasamarjitam. Manjul, like manju, we say manjulali, that is the Manjari form of Lokanath Goswami. Manju means very charming, delightful, elegant. Raha means secret. Kunja means forest bower, private little meeting area inside a bunch of trees and bushes, and very like a little clubhouse or a little meeting area, all private, confidential, no one can see. Meeting place, natural. Forest bower, samanjula rahakunjam samarjitam, marjanando, mandira marjanando. So we read about that, how the Manjris are on Radharani's order. She said, "Oh, Manjri, please sweep the kunja, sweep the dirt, make it clean, make it nice." So we discussed that. So in this verse, now we're going to there's another translation from another one godbrother. He says, bowing, Krishna bows down and touches your lotus feet. And when he does that, Govinda experiences a festival of ras. That Govinda is deep, deep hued in color like the blue lotus. When will you send me to him and submit your message? Then I will go to your most pleasant solitary bower house and clean up your bower house. When will you ask me to bring flower garlands, sandalwood paste, perfumes, and luscious betel and divine drinks? O soul deliverer of ras, when will I ever become your maidservant, fit for running many errands for you? So this line we'll discuss now is in the this last line, rasa ekadhyani. It says rasaika dhyani tava, which translates as eka means only. You are the only source of ras. So Radharani is the only giver and bestower of ras. But who receives that ras? Who receives the Radharas? Well, the line it's telling us here, who gets that Radharas the most? Sri Krishna receives a lion's share. I mean, lions means the largest amount, the greatest proportion of Radharani's rasadayani. But Swamini Radharani's mantris also get an intoxicating share. They get some, and whatever ras they get, that rasa, that liquid, that mellow, that joy, that bliss, that prema, they become completely intoxicated. And as you know, I guess every language has a word for intoxication. In Sanskrit or Hindi, they say mada. Mada means mad, divyonmad, mahabhav, a madness, divine, spiritual, craziness or madness. And then it also means intoxicated. You can become intoxicated by liquor or alcohol. You can be intoxicated by money. Some people have so much money they become intoxicated and they can't even keep their feet on the ground. They're always thinking, I'll buy this and I'll buy that. Some people become intoxicated by beauty. And you see that when they're walking down the street, you say, oh, that person's really intoxicated. In other words, they're really proud of their beauty. So Dumba is in Gita, Bhagavad Gita. Dumba is a quality of pride. So this is a pride in my beauty. Then we walk down the street, as everyone knows, that the handsome man or beautiful lady, the way they walk. And the basic idea is, I am God's gift to creation. Everybody, feast your eyes on beauty. I am beauty personified. So we become intoxicated. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Gokul Leela of Krishna, Gopal, and Gokul Dham, there was the Damodar Leela, Damodar, Namamishvaram, Satchitananda, that Namamishvaram. So then here, these two great devatas, Manigriva and Nalukuvara, they became so proud of their wealth because their father was Bill Gates. Not exactly Bill Gates, but their father was Kubera. Kubera means he's in charge of the Swiss bank for the demigods. He's the treasurer of the demigods. So they had so much money, and they were all, his father, Kubera, and all the sons were great devotees of Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva let them play in his private gardens and mountain retreat at maybe Mandakini River or something, heavenly Ganga. So they were so proud, they were just standing there naked enjoying. So in that purport, the acharyas are saying, nothing intoxicates one more than pride. When one becomes proud of their wealth or their beauty. So it's you can be intoxicated because of beauty, pride of beauty, or intoxicated becomes, well, hey, you know who I am, I'm so wealthy. We become intoxicated. So similarly, the Darwaza ban karo. Piche dan. So here in this verse, we're hearing how the rasa, this ras of Radharani seva, one becomes intoxicated. And it says, rasa eka dhyani. Padasparsha rasotsavam pranati bir govinda mandivara. So let's hear some discussion of this idea of how Radharani gives that rasa primarily, of course, to Sri Krishna, and then because she's that unlimited ocean. Radharani is an unlimited ocean of nectar ras. And that's the very title of this book. Radha Ras Sudha Nidhi. Sudha. Sudha means nectar. Ambrosia. Rasayana. And Nidhi means ocean or treasure. But in this case, ocean. And Radha Ras. So we're talking about that. This book is about the Radha Ras, and all these verses are about the Radha Ras. The Radha Ras that Radharani distributes to Krishna. The Radha Ras that Krishna experiences in being with Radha. The Radha Ras that the Mantris and Sakis experience in her Sangha and Seva, association and service. So in six, it's explained here, it's very nice. In six, there's six different ways, because Radharani is being glorified here. Because I mentioned one of the points of the verse is Radharani gun, Radhika gun. Gun means quality, trigunamayi, the three modes of nature. So Radharani's, this verse, of course, or all the verses, especially is glorifying Radharani's quality, attribute. What specific attribute? The attribute of rasadayini. Like someone might be a dhani, or he might be a sonadayini. He may be a giver of gold, or maybe a premdayini. Premdayini, dayini means a giver of dayini, like to dati, dadata. So someone may be premdayini. He may be a distributor of prem. Who is the premdayini that we know best of all? Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is distributing prema everywhere. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Chuse Namaha. So he was Pradayani, Pradatam, Pradayani. So Radharani, she is, there are six different ways which she's glorified here as Rasa Eka Dayani Tava. O Radharani, you are the bestower, distributor, giver and donator or donor of rasa. So what are those six different ways in which Radha distributes rasa? Let's look at the first way, which is described in the first line. Padasparsha rasot savam pranati bir govindam indivara. The first receiver of Radharani's rasa is Krishna, Govinda Indivara Shamam. Govindam Indivara Shamam. And how does he get that ras? Well, in Archan Marg, while Krishna is dressing Radharani, Krishna becomes absorbed in Srimati Radharani's beautiful form and Radharani's divine touch and taste and sound and smell. In other words, Krishna's alokik indriya, Krishna's spiritual transcendental senses, angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti pasyanti panti kalyanti charam jaganti ananda chinmaya sridujvala vigrahasya govindam aripurusham tamaham bhajami. Krishna's eyes are relishing the rasa of Radharani's form. Krishna's ears are relishing the rasa of Radharani's ankle bells and her bangles, her nupur and kinkini. When he's dressing her, he has to put Radharani's waist bells on, and they go ching, 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 ching. And those waist bells are jingling, and they're jingling, I love you, I love you, I love you. Because all those waist bells of Radharani are full of mahabhav, pure, unadulterated love for Shyam. So as soon as those waist bells move, they start saying, jing, 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 I love you, I love you. And Krishna says, oh, that's very nice. Every man's ears are eager to hear his beloved say, I love you. This is universal. And sometimes they criticize each other. You haven't told me for a long time that you love me. Well, every day I'm working for you day and night. But sometimes we need this mantra. We need to hear this mantra genuinely, heartfully spoken. It should resonate and emanate from the core of the beloved's heart, and then it will go deep into the core of the lover's heart. I love you. So Krishna, his ears are completely enthralled with the radaras of Radharani's kinkini waist bells, her nupura ankle bells, and her makara kundala, her little female dolphins. We say it's not sharks; they're like more like dolphins. Female porpoise, you say porpoise, dolphin, same kind of. They go like this kind of. Wee 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 wee. They talk like this. So people say shark-shaped earrings. It's not that. It's a unique Vedic creature, this makara kundal and makari, male and female. It's the wahan. Cupid sits on top. The porpoise goes like that. And Cupid, Kandarpada, he sits there and he rides the waves in the water. The waves are the trigunamayi. And then Cupid looks at you in ignorance. And he looks at you in passion. He looks at you in goodness. And he intoxicates the yogi with the female yogi. And he intoxicates the alcoholic with the female alcoholic. And he intoxicates the businessman with the passionate businesswoman. So in this way, the wahan of Kandarpa, Cupid, Kamadev, is this makara. So it represents cupidity. So Krishna wears makara kundala because he's sakshat manmata manmata. He's the aprakrita madan mohan, aprakrita kamade, which means God, Krishna, is a spiritual God of love. He's a spiritual God of divine, unlimited, transcendental attraction for every living entity. But Kamadeva is working in this world with mundane people, but the Divya Kamadeva, transcendental Kamadeva, is working to attract people to him, to God. Klim Kamadevaya Vidmehe, we chant Kam Gayatri. That song that will liberate us, Kam Gayatri, that song, that Kam Gaya Trayate, that song we sing will liberate us and bring us to the loving embrace of Kamadev, Aprakrita Kamadev, the Aprakrita Kamadev Murtiman Sri Shamsundar, the very personification of transcendental divine attraction, love, and happiness. The translation. So all of Krishna's, all of his senses are relishing the smell of Radharani's body. It's described that a shama in the Puran and in the tikas of the Acharyas on Bhagavatam, there's something called a shama woman, sham woman. A shama woman she may be on this planet, but definitely such type of female ladies, women, are there on the heavenly planets. Gandharva loka, Swargaloka, Swaloka, etc. And this, the characteristic or the lakshana, tatastha lakshana and srupa lakshana of such a shama woman is that one is her body is naturally fragrant like a lotus flower, sweet. Even in this world, it's a biological phenomenon that female human beings, or every species for that matter, at least mammals, etc. They, female human beings, emit a particular, there's some term in biology, efferforms, or some kind of hormones. They emit a particular kind of fragrance, and males emit another type of fragrance. Just like if anyone's ever been around a cow, it's very evident in a village. A cow, a female guy, she has a particular fragrance. But then when the bull comes, it's very clear to understand the fragrance or the aroma of the bull. He's the male, she's the female. So the same with the human being. So they have this, they say in human species, it's some type, of course it's a mix, it's all mixed with so many other bad smells and whatnot. But the female is somewhat sweet smelling and the man is somewhat pungent. This is the biological description. They don't smell. I mean, take all the soap off, take all the perfume off, take everything off, and just as a specimen in a biological laboratory analyzing the fragrance of the living human body, this is a fact. We studied medicine, and these are obvious facts. Type in Google, the smell of a woman, smell of a man, to your research all night on the internet. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is that a Shama woman, she naturally smells like a lotus flower, really sweet, and no mixture. You know, nothing from the feet and nothing from under the arms. Every part of her body smells like a lotus flower. So Radharani, imagine what Radharani smells like. Her body smells like kasturi, musk, and camphor, and lotus flower, and chandan. All the different parts of her body have different fragrances. Just like our body. You open the mouth, oh, God, it's terrible. You look in the ears, oh, it's terrible. You look under the arms, oh, it's terrible. You look on the bottom of the feet, it's terrible. Everywhere, our body smells bad. But the overall idea is what I said earlier. There's some basic impression. But each part of Krishna's body and each part of Radharani's body has a distinguishing transcendental aroma. Now, Krishna is fully all his senses are pleased while he's dressing Radharani. Radharani is observing how much Shamsundar is absorbed in serving her. And as a response, Swamini Radha slightly smiles. It seems as if nectar is dropping from Radharani's smile. So you can just see that Radharani is thinking, oh, everyone in the universe is serving God, all the pious religious people. Seekers of boons and benedictions are serving God. And the topmost form, the most personal, rasa-filled form of God, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam, the Purnatam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, he's serving me. And so carefully and so tenderly and so attentively and so perfectly. So Radharani smiles. And from the corner of her smile, some drops of nectar, Amrit Bindu. Amrit Bindu. So that's Rasamrit. That's Radha Rasamrit Bindu, coming from Adhara. Adhara means lips. It's coming from the corner of her lips. Radha Rasamrita Bindu. Radha Adhara. Radha, Radha, Radha Adhara. Rasamrita Bindu. It's from Radha Adhara. Radha Adhara. Radha Adhar. Adhar means lips. Bimbodara, etc. Lips like a bimba fruit. You read these descriptions about Krishna. So Radharani slightly smiles. But the acharyas and the mandris are observing that. The mandris are also helping Shyam. They're handing Shyam the nupura for him to dress Radharani, or they're handing him a comb, or they're handing him some perfume. I know Radharani wants to wear this perfume today, and then the mandri hands it to Krishna because he doesn't really know. There's a whole box full of 30 different types of perfumes. So he opens the box and he's looking. Well, now it's time. I'm dressing Radharani now. After dressing, you put on some perfume. But which one? I don't know. And the mantra goes like this. This one. Because she knows exactly. The mantra's fingers are Radharani's fingers. The mantra's vichar, or consideration, is Radharani's discrimination or choice. The mantra's choice is Radha's choice. And the mantra knows Radharani is communicating to me. She wants today, wants this fragrance. So then, ta. So then Krishna, they give. So he puts on. So now the mandris are seeing how Radharani is really appreciating and really grateful for the service that Krishna is rendering. So this is, of course, the Adi Atmika Vichar, the transcendental view, the transcendental consideration. But if we want to look at this from a little lower level of viewpoint, we take it from the level of the sadhaka, and then it becomes that was the Adi Daivika. Daiva, Deva, Adi Daivaka Vichar. If we take it from our level, me, that becomes the Adi Atmaka Vichar. Atma, me. So how does this apply to me? Of course, it applies every way to me if I'm in Raganuga Bhakti, Raganuga Marg, and I'm trying to meditate on such scenes like this during my smaran and japa and smaran of lila and sevas within the lilas as inspired by my Gurudev or given directly by my Gurudev to follow this line of sadhana bhakti. So it means everything to me, even as a sadhaka. Or it means everything to the siddhas that are to the level of prema and seeing this lila like Sripad and revealing it to us through the through his poetic expressions in this verse. Parasparsha rasotsamam pranatibir govindam indivara rasa rasaika dayani dava. So we bring it to our level of sadhakas, we can think in a very simple way that Krishna is serving Radharani. He's dressing Radharani and she's very pleased and she's smiling. So when we serve Radharani, or we serve Krishna, when we serve Radharani, then she'll smile and she'll be very pleased. And when she smiles, then some from the corner of Radharani's beautiful lotus mouth will come some drops of nectar, rasamrita, Radha Adhara Rasamrita Bindu. And that nectar will fall on our Bhakti Lata, our creeper of devotion. And that is the best fertilizer, a nourisher, and plant food, transcendental plant food for our budding, slowly growing creeper of devotion to receive a sidelong glance of mercy from Radharani. So this is one point. So Krishna, the Manjari, is seeing this in meditation. Sripad is seeing it. He's writing about it. Oh, see this nectar. And then Krishna is also seeing it while he's dressing Radharani. So he's, oh, some nectar is falling. Just like when the milk is falling from the cow, then the gopa puts his bucket, his balti under there and collects the milk. When it starts falling, and he's pulling it out naturally. So Krishna said, oh, this nectar is falling. And then immediately, Krishna doesn't want Radharani's nectar to be wasted. So Shyam carefully catches every drop with the cup of his lips. So Radharani is very pleased with Krishna's dressing of her, and she's smiling. Krishna notices that and said, oh, this is just what I'm waiting for. The recognition, the gratitude, the loving reciprocation. Then immediately he responds by kissing Radharani. This is the reason, this is one first reason why Radharani is called Rasadayini, the giver of ras. There's six different reasons why Radharani is glorified here by Sripad as Rasaika Dayani Tava. You are the giver, Dayani, bestower of Ras. Not only the Rasa Dayani, but you're the Rasa Eka Dayani. You are the one and only distributor, donator, giver of Ras. Only you can give Radha Ras. And Radha Ras is what Krishna lives for. And Radha Ras is what devotees live for. And Radha Ras is what devotees aspire for. The Radha Ras of serving Radha's lotus feet, birth after birth. As I said, there are six ways, or six different reasons why Radharani is glorified as Rasa Eka Dayani. The second way is this. In Archan Marg, what we commonly call deity worship, the deity, in deity worship, our Thakurji, or Thakurani, puja, the pujari dresses the murti, he offers bhog, then artik. And at the conclusion of his puja, he offers obeisances. And he begs Thakurji, please forgive me for any aparads that I have, or any offenses that I have incurred in my puja. So he chants various mantras for forgiveness that are given in the shastras. Mantrahinam kriyahinam bhaktihinam janardana yat pujitam maya devam paripurnam tarastume. aparara sahasrani kriyante arnashamayam dasuhamatiman matma shamasva marusudana. Shamasva, shamasva marusudana. O Madhusudan, O Sham, O Krishna, O Govinda, O Gaur, O Nitai, Shama, please forgive me for my offenses. Aparada sahasrani, kriyante harnishamaya, that I have made thousands, aparada sahasra, thousands of offenses, knowing and unknowingly. So please forgive those. So after reciting these prayers, then when Shyam finishes dressing Kishori, he is completely astounded by seeing the incomparable sweetness of Radhika's divine form at this time, at the completion of her dressing. Then Shyam thinks, oh, Radharani looks so beautiful and so attractive. And I dressed her. I got the fortune. Usually Lalita and Chitra and Vishaka and Rupamundri and Tulsi, all the Sakis and Mundris, every day in Barsana or Yavat, they are having this great fortune of dressing Radharani and touching her sweet divine form and smelling the transcendental fragrance of her body and hearing her ankle bells. But today in the Kunja Lila and the Manjula Raha Kunjams, and this secret solitary Nibritinikunj, I, Shyam Sundar, I got the opportunity to dress Radharani. Oh, how lucky I am. Oh, how fortunate I am. I am really so bhagya today. I am very fortunate. I am a lucky man. Sometimes people say, lucky man. So then after Krishna was thinking, this is what Krishna thought. What did Krishna think after he finished dressing Radharani? He thought, Jivan Safal, my life will become successful and fruitful if I can offer it to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. So Krishna was thinking this after his Archan Seva, his Sringar Seva. And we should all think that. After we chant Japa, after we finish our mala, 16 rounds, 64, whatever, or after a puja, we should think, oh, my life will become fruitful and successful if I can offer it to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Then what does Krishna do? He offers his obeisances to Radha's lotus feet, thus concluding his worship, puja, and dressing. This is the conclusion of Krishna's Shringar Rasa Murti Seva. Shringar Rasa Murti Seva. Radharani is the Murti of Shringar Ras. Shringar Ras means madur. Madhurya means erotic conjugal love, divine transcendental love. Shringar. So she's the. This is his Seva. He just finished his. Is a Shringar Rasa, she's a Shringar, his Seva to the Shringar Rasamurti. So he offered his obeisances, and that's told in the first line, Padasparsha Rasotsavam Pranatibir Govindam. As we do, as we mentioned, we do puja, dress, boga, then we offer prayers, oh, please forgive me your offenses, then we offer obeisances and touch the feet. Please forgive me, and please always engage me in your service, O Giriraj, O Gornitai. Oh, please, life after life, may I always be engaged in your service, here, there, and everywhere, forever. May I always be engaged in your service, here, there, everywhere, forever. This is the prayer for everyone. So then this verse is describing, Parasparsha Rasotsavam, Pranatibir. Nati, we have that in this Sad Goswami Astakam. Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Natibi Kalava Sannikrito Nidra Hara Viharako Vijato Chatyanta Dino Chaya Radha Krishna Smritir Madhurima Radha Krishna Guna Smritir Madhurima Nandena Samhoito Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako Sankhya Puravaka Nama Gana Natibi. Natibi. So Natibi means dandavats, obeisances. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami was offering dandavats every day in front of his kuti, his bhajan kutir at Shamakund. He was offering 1,000 ekazar dandavats, rows, 1,000 obeisances every day to the Vaishnavas. He was, wherever they were, because he was in Puri for 16 years, so he's thinking, oh, Srup Damodar, dandavats, lies on the ground. Oh, Rai Ramananda, dandavats, lies on the ground. Oh, Bhavananda Roy, lies on the ground. Oh, Maharaj Pratapruja, lies on the ground. Oh, Thakur Haridas, Haridas Thakur, lies on the ground. Oh, Madhavi Devi, lies on the ground, dandavats. Oh, Shiki Mahiti, dandavats, lies on the ground. And he starts thinking of all the Puri devotees. Then he goes to Navadvip in his manasik smaran. He says, oh, Sachimata, dandavats. Oh, Ishan Thakur, dandavats. Oh, Sita Devi, dandavats. Oh, Dvaitacharya, dandavats. Like this. All the devotees and also the Lord. Oh, Radha Govinda Dev, dandavats. Oh, Radha Gopinath, dandavats. Oh, Radha Raman, like this. So 1,000 dandavats to devotees, 2,000 to the Lord. Definitely stay in good shape if you do that. Every day, it's like 3,000 push-ups. You know? So this is Natibi. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Natibi. Sankhya means counting, Sankhya. Sankhya Purvaka, counting Nam. Sankhya Purvaka Nam. Counting Nam, counting Gan. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi. They were counting how many malas they were doing, not just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Counting. We must count. Oh, I chant. I just chant my beads and here, there. No, counting. Every day, minimum rounds, mala must be chanted. Minimum, granti. Granti, G-R-A-N-T-H. Granti means four, groups of four. Okay, only four a day? Okay, four. Eight, like this. Not 11, 10, 8, 12, group. If you can only chant four, you sit and chant four, then do your work. You can chant more, then you chant more. And Guru Agya, whatever your Guru Agya, you have to follow that. That's the most important thing. Because if we're not steady in everyday chant our mantras, then it's called Akrita, Akritagya. Akritagya, Akritagya, means that ungrateful. In Brihad Bhagavatamritam, there's a story of Gopakumar, and it's a long story. But there in Gopakumar's particular story, he's traveling, and he's going all over the universe. And he has the Gopal mantra he received from his guru. I think it's maybe 10-syllable Gopal mantra. But like we have 18-syllable and 10-syllable, 8-syllable. So he's chanting every day. Then even when he went to Vaikuntha and he was having darshan of Lord Vishnu, he was still chanting because he was chanting Gopal mantra because his Ishtadeva was Krishna Gopal in Braj and Sakyabhav. So the verse there is telling Sanatana Goswami Pad that every day, even when he attained Vaikuntha, by chanting his mantra, he attained Vaikuntha. But his goal was still higher. He wanted to go higher to the topmost planet of Vaikuntha, the Para-Para-Para-Paravyam. He wanted to go to Goloka Vrindavan. Like there's so many petals on a lotus flower, like the Sahasra Padma Chakra and the Yoga Sutras. Within the cranium of the human being. It's called Sahasra Padma. It's an invisible center seat of enlightenment, the white lotus of fortune. We attain that white lotus of fortune by chanting japa. Cheto Darpanam Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapam Shreya Kairava. Shreya Kairava Chandrika. Shreya means fortune. Shreya means long-term benefit. Shreyas and prayas. Shreya, Kairava, Chandrika. So Chandrika means beams, moonbeams, and Kairava means white lotus flower. So we attain the white lotus flower, the Sahasra Padma of divine consciousness, of full enlightenment and full darshan of Krishna, not by yoga, but by bhakti yoga, and by mantra, nam sankirtana, nam japa. This is our Sahasra Padma Chakra, Chaito Dharvana Marjana. So this Krishna thinks he's so fortunate, and we would also be fortunate to pray like that. He's finished his Shringar Ras Murti Seva. So we finish our Murti Seva, and the verse is saying that Padasparsha Rasotsavam Pranatibir. So I said Pranatibi. Natibi means obeisances, and Prana. So after Krishna finished the puja of Radharani, not a Murti, not Daru Brahman or Datu Murti, made of bell metal, Ashtadatu. We say Ashtadatu. Datu means elements, metal, iron, brass, or seven different metals, whatever, or eight metals. So after our puja, but Krishna's doing Sakshat puja, Sakshat direct puja to Radharani. And as Krishna's doing his puja, just imagine, Krishna's doing his puja. We're worshipping Radha and Krishna here in the mandir, or in the mandir of our house, or in the mandir of our mind. We're worshipping Radha and Krishna. And Krishna's also, we're worshipping Radha and dressing Radharani. Just like in ISKCON Vrindavan, Mukunda Datta used to dress Radharani every day, or at least every day he does, or used to. And then Indra selected days, or most every day, he would dress Shyam. So the two of them would be on the altar dressing. So now Krishna's dressing Radharani, and he's offering bhog, and he's completed. So Krishna himself is offering natibi. He's offering, natibi means dandavats. Prana natibi. Prana means my life, my very life force. So when you lie in the ground, where's your life energy? Your body's on the ground, but your heart's on the ground, and your mind. Because offering obeisances involves seven limbs of the body. When you offer dandavats, seven limbs are involved. The 2 feet, the 2 knees, that's four. The 2 arms, that's six, whatever. The head, the chest, the arms, the legs. But then the seventh one is the mind. So we say, oh, dandavats, Maharaj. There's no mind is there. There's only some words in the, like, you know, hello, this, that. But when we offer dandavats before Thakurji, or Gurudev, or Vaishnavas, or Leela Stalis, the body is there, but most important, natibi, is man. Man natibi, the mind. Man means mind. The mind must be lying in the Brajaraj, at the Radhakund, at Manasapavangat. The mind must be lying in the dust of Sevakunj. The mind must be lying in the dust of Shringarvat in Vrindavan, or Barsana in front of Manini Radha in Mankutir. It's the mind. This is the most important part of dandavats. Because like they say, if your mind is not into it, what's the value of your body being into it? Just imagine. If there's a party, your body's in the party. You're there. So many friends are there, music, dancing, friends, meeting friends. But your mind is disturbed by some terrible thing or whatever in your life. You can't tell anybody. So you're in the party. Oh, you don't look so... You're not having a good time. Oh, yeah. Your body is there. And maybe you even dance. Oh, dance. Okay, dance. But your mind is not good. So even what to speak of in intimacies in the world, like husband and wife, if mind is not in a good mood, then there's nothing doesn't really mean much, the exchanges. So the key element everywhere in yoga, everywhere in life, everywhere in exchanges is the mind. The chit, the man, the mind, the chit, the heart. Is your heart into it? Oh, he's serving. Ah, look at the way he's serving. He's serving mindlessly. He's serving heartlessly. But when you serve with full mind and full heart, then it has prabhav, it has effect. It elevates your consciousness. It elevates your, expands your own heart. And it satisfies and nourishes all the hearts of the recipients of your true expression of seva and love. This is how Krishna serves Radharani. Parasparsha rasotsavam prananatibi. He's lying in the dust of Radharani's feet. And then he very, very carefully and gently touches Radharani's lotus petal toes. And he's thinking when Krishna, parasparsha, when Krishna touches Radharani's lotus petal toes, he thinks, Smara Garala Kandanam. Smara Garla Kandanam. Mama Shirasi Mandanam. Dehi Parapalavam Udaram Atapam. This is from Govinda, Gita Govinda, the famous verse. He says, Radharani, Smara Karala Kandanam, I was burning in a fire of lusty desires, transcendental, divine lust for Radharani. But now that I'm touching your feet, and your feet are touching, my head is at your feet. Mama Shirasi Mandanam. Mama means mind. Shirasi means head. Like Shirasan in yoga, you know. Shirasan. So, Mama Shirasi Mandanam. Mandana means to ornament or to decorate, like you wear a tiara on your head or you wear a crown or you put sindoor. So please, Radha, Dehi Padapalavam. Oh, Radha, your feet are like buds. They're very, like some people have fat feet and wide feet. That's a sign of beauty and the feminine. And the feminine, the ankles should be very narrow. There's a shape, every body part has an auspicious. Auspicious or inauspicious? That's how you say, oh, he had Ajanu Lambita. They describe Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Ajanu Lambita. He had long arms. So human beings, he had long arms, his fingers are reaching practically or to his knees. So there are signs of auspiciousness in the nose, the face, the neck, and everything. So he's decorating, Radharani's feet are like Parapalavam. Para means feet. Palava means the bud of a flower. Like a flower bud is closed like this. It's like a little narrow. You know, it's round. You ever see? It's almost like a flower bud looks like a teardrop. You ever see a rose bud? Or a rose bud? You know, before the rose opens, it's kind of fat in the bottom like a teardrop, you know? It's closed here, and then this part opens. This is the fatter part. It opens up. So Radharani's feet, the ankle is like that, and then it goes narrow to her toes, you know, like the toe, or like toe, ankle's narrow. Then, so it's pallava. This is the poetic expression. How, and they're reddish, like, and a bud will be. So Krishna's saying, please. So now here Krishna is in this verse, Pada Sparsha Rasotsavam Prananatibi, Rasa Daini Radha. Oh Rasa Ekadaini, Radharani. There is no one in this universe, not Chandravali, not Shabya, not Padma, not any other Sakhi, who is the giver of Ras like you. You are the Rasa Eka Dayani, Rasaika Dayani. Only you, Eka, only you can give Ras to me. What is that Ras? It is your Radha Ras, Sudha. And what is that Radha Ras? It's Divyon Mad, Madanakya Mahabhav. Only you have that reservoir in your heart, and you are Mahabhav. Mahabhavati Radha. So now I'm touching that. I'm at the shore of that ocean of nectar. I'm touching your feet. Padasparsha. And what am I experiencing? Rasotsavam. Rasa Utsav. Utsav means festival. Mahotsav. Tirubhav Mahotsav. Janmotsava. The festival of Krishna's birth. So I'm experiencing a great festival. So this is the second reason why Radharani is called Rasa Dayani. That she bestows so much rasa to Krishna just by the mere touch of Radharani's lotus feet. This is like a festival of rasa for Krishna. Padasparsha Rasotsavam. This is the second way which Radha bestows rasa to Krishna. Rasa Dayani. While they are observing this wonderful scene, there's nothing more satisfying, there's nothing more pleasing to the eyes of Radharani's maidservants, Mandris, and her sakis, than seeing Krishna serving Radha. There's nothing more gratifying and pleasing than seeing Krishna Padasparsha Pranatibi. Krishna offering obeisances at the feet of Radharani. Because Radharani is their Ishwari. She's their Praneshwari. So they say, oh, this is very nice. Everyone in the universe should worship Radharani. Everyone in the universe should serve our Radharani. Everyone in the universe should fall at the feet of Radharani. Sharanagati. Sharanagati Radha. Oh, Sharanagati. I remember when we were staying at Radha Damodar, many people, Radha Damodar Mandir in Sevakunj, 1990. And then many people, some great devotees of Damodarji, they would come every morning and they would offer pranams to Damodar. And then they would say, I would hear them while they're lying there, they say, Sharanagati Prabhu, Sharanagati Prabhu, oh Sharanagati Prabhu. Oh Prabhu, Prabhu means God. Like we say Prabhu, all in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Prabhu Kaha, Prabhu Kaha, Prabhu said, Prabhu means Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga. So, oh Damodar Prabhu, oh my God, oh my Lord, Damodar, Sharanagati, I surrender to you. Sharanagati Prabhu. So the Mandris and Sakis, they're very happy when they see Krishna lying at Radharani's feet, Sharanagati Radha, Sharanagati Radha, surrendering to Radharani. So the Mandris, they're observing this, how Krishna is receiving, how he at this time is receiving so much ras. And the analogy is given in the Tika here. It says that while they're observing this wonderful scene of Krishna offering obeisances to their Ishwari, the minnow-like, minnow means a tiny little fish. He goes very fast. He's in the water. In English, they call minnow. Minnow, he just goes so fast. And they usually go a whole bunch of them. They go in schools. There's always 200 or 300 of them together. And they go all around, you know, in lakes, fresh water. They're usually in fresh water. Freshwater lakes, and not an ocean, I don't think so. And mountains and fresh water, you know, not salty water. They go little, tiny, they don't go, they're only this big, and they go very fast. So sometimes they use this, you know, Meenakshi. You've heard this term, there's a South Indian temple of Durga called Meenakshi. So Meena, Keshavadrita, Meena Sharihara. Meena means the avatar of Lord Vishnu, known as the fish avatar, Meena. Keshavadrita Meena. So it literally, Meenakshi, Akshi means eyes, means fish eyes. Fish eyes. Usually we say lotus eyes, and you know, big eyes, lotus eyes, and Harinakshi, deer-like eyes. Harina means deer. But fish eyes? It seems... Well, because in this regard of like minnows, they're always moving like this, restless. So that's the name for Durga, the Meenakshi temple, very famous temple in South India, hundreds, maybe thousands of years old. But the gopis, the mandris, in this juncture of the Leela, while they're observing, their eyes are moving like minnows. Their eyes are like Meenakshi. They're looking at each other, wow, you see this? look at this. And no one, because there's one Krishna, and all he's there with all ladies, all sakis, mandris, and all the sakis are looking at each other. You see this? And everyone's saying, "Very good." Yes, like I put a like over here. All the mandris go like this, like I like love Radha. So this is Padasparsha Rasotsavam. So the observing their Ishvari, receiving Krishna's dandabhats, the minnow-like eyes of Radharani's mandris swim in the waves of this ras. So that Krishna's relishing this Sringar ras from his Sringar ras murti seva. So there's so much ras being generated there in Radha's heart and in Krishna's heart. The giver of ras is Radharani, and the receiver of ras is Krishna. So there's so much ras, the whole kunja is flooding with ras. Rasamagana. Rasamagana means everyone's being flooded and drowned in the waves of ras generated between Krishna serving Radharani and Radharani bestowing her mercy on Krishna. Doyamoy. You say, oh, doyamoy. Nitai doyamoy. Gord, you know. So Dayani means, in this case, not Doya, but Dayani means he's giving the ras, and the ras is being spread everywhere. And water flows. If you open a dam, the water flows everywhere. It doesn't just go in a straight line. When you open the dam, there's so much water, it goes right, left, it goes everywhere, just blows. So Radharani is that ocean of Ras, Radharas Sudaniti. And she's opened the floodgates of her heart. Floodgates means that closing the, keep, prevent the dam, keeping it from gates. And you open the gates and flood, prevent the flood, floodgates. So she's opened the floodgates of her heart, and she's inundating the entire Kunjan, two samis of Sringara Ras. Huge tidal waves. Sringara Ras and all the mandris, oh, hold on. They're getting washed away. She's like, you're like in some, you're like Arjuna looking in the eye of the fish or something. See, so this is a very nice, very wonderful point. So this is the second way by which Radharani is Rasa Ekadayani. The third way is one word, and the acharyas are giving six different meanings in the Tika. I'm just repeating it right here. You can buy the book and see it. It's there in Hindi and English and everything. This is the third way. Because we're discussing how Radharani is the Radha is the giver of Ras. Radha gives Ras. Kripamayi Radha, mercifully at this time, because you see oftentimes in Gaur Lila, someone collapses at the feet of Gauranga in absolute submission. Sharanagati, here's the real example of Sharanagati Prabhu. They collapse at the feet of Gauranga, like Sanatana Goswami, with a tree. Dante, it means dentist. In Sanskrit, is Dante, maybe same in Russian. Dante means teeth. And then we say toothbrush in Hindi is called datun. So Dante becomes dentist in English, dentist. So he's Dante Trina. He has Trina, grass. He's holding a piece of grass in his teeth. And he's falling at the feet of Lord Chaitanya. Maybe you've seen that painting in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he's holding the feet, and he's submitting. He's saying, oh, Prabhu, ke ami tapatrai, ke ami, who am I? Tapatrai is Bengali. Ke ami, who am I? Ke ami, tapatrai, why am I being beaten and attacked by all these chai, these three modes of material nature? Please liberate me, please save me, Mahaprabhu. So this is an example, of course, of surrender. Sharanagati Prabhu. Sharanagati Mahaprabhu. So what does Gauranga do? His heart melts with compassion. Doya Sindhu, Doya Nidhi Gaur. His heart melts with compassion. And he bends down, and he reaches down, and he picks up Sanatana Goswami from his feet. And he tightly embraces him as love and surcharges his whole being with divine prema, with that prema lingata karunamayi. Embrace from Lord Gauranga. So here, often you see this, where someone falls at the feet of Gauranga and he picks them up and embraces them. So here, Krishna has fallen at the feet of Radharani. Pranatibi. Pranatibi. Padasparsha rasotsavam pranatibi. So Padasparsha pranatibi. He's fallen, collapsed in Dandavas at Radharani's lotus feet, and he's experiencing an utsava, a festival of ras from those feet. But when Radharani sees this extreme example of humility, an extreme example of submission by her Lord, her Prananath, Krishna, then she reaches down and she mercifully lifts up Shyam from her feet. And she seats Shyam beside her, beside, next to her on the throne. Nagar means that transcendental lover, Sri Krishna. He is overwhelmed by Radharani's tender, sweet touch. As in effect, all his bodily hairs stand erect in ecstasy, and loving tears start to stream from Shyam's eyes. So this is the third way by which Radharani bestows Ras on Krishna by touching him. Now this is the fourth way. Now the maidservants, now, because Krishna has dressed Radharani. Now the maidservants, there's still some seva left to be done, because Krishna, fell into the ocean of Shringar Ras. So now the maidservants, they offer Radharani finely prepared, they offer drinks. I guess Krishna offered all the other things, mala, chandan, ganda. They offer finely prepared sweet drinks. And the verse it says, mala chandana ganda pura rasavat tambula sat panakan yadattum yadattum adatum adatum tum means panaka. Panaka means drinks. Even there's a type of some drink in South India is called panaka, something like that. Isn't it panaka? So this is a word even today. This is in South. Panaka means some type of flavor, some sweet drink, some sherbet or some like tandai or something like this. So they first, Priyaji, she sips some of that. She takes a little bit. Then she hands the cup to Priyatam. And then Krishna savors the sweet flavor of Radharani's beautiful lotus mouth. It's because Radharani gives her prasadi panakan, panaka. And then Krishna takes the cup to his mouth. And he smells and he tastes the flavor of Radharani's lips, her lotus mouth. Because the drink is now mixed with prem, it's called sat panaka. And this is the reason that acharyas are explaining. Because it's panaka, it's a flavorful, sweet, health-giving, a tonic type drink. But then it says sat. Why is it sat? Sat means very good. It's become enriched. It's enriched, like they say, enriched, some regular, enriched with vitamins. It's regular cereal, but then they add these vitamins to it here and there, and enriched with vitamins. So this panaka is enriched, enriched with this, with prema, prema enriched. I mean, that sounds like the kind of food we need. You buy the cereal, it's enriched with prema. Oh, what is it? It's Krishna's Mahaprasad Halava. Take this for breakfast and you'll get healthy and you get prema too. So that's what we want, health and prema. And that's the greatest health, is to be a lover of God. Now this is the fourth way Krishna gets the ras, rasa dayani. He gets the ras of the taste of Radharani's lips. So this is the fourth way that Radharani bestows her ras, rasa dayani, by giving Sham her sweet drink, remnants, her sherbet. It can be kusa or rose or tandai, something like this. Now the fifth way that Radharani is rasa dayani, and she's the only rasa dayani. For Krishna, she's the only giver of ras. Ras means flavor, bliss, satisfaction, aesthetic rapture, divine rapture, love. So for Krishna and all the devotees, Radharani is the very source and the only source of ras. So when devotees realize that, when we are worshippers of Radha and Krishna, and Radharani is the reservoir of all Krishna's love. She is the Ladini Shakti. She is all of the love. Love means bliss. Bliss means love. So divine love and divine bliss, they go hand in hand together. So Radharani is the origin of all that divine bliss and the origin of all that divine love. That's a Shakti within Krishna. It's a Shakti, but it's personified. That Shakti is Ladini. Haladini Shakti, Halad. Halad, Haladini Shakti means satisfaction, Halad. Satisfaction, bliss, prema. So that's that Shakti within Krishna is Antaranga Swarup Shakti, internal personal energy, spiritual energy comes out and takes the form of Radha. And his Sandini Shakti, which is his energy of existence, and everything that exists and everything that exists is for Krishna's service, and everything in existence is for Krishna's service. And that existence potency within Krishna comes out and manifests as Balaram, Anatashesh. And Anatashesh takes five different forms to serve Krishna, and Nityananda is serving Gaur. Nityananda and Balaram, they're the Seva Murtis of Krishna. And Gauranga, they all just absorbed unbelievable sevas. Oh, Nittai, don't come every year for Rath Yatra. You stay, I want you to stay in Bengal. Through you, I have to liberate all the people and preach. Yes, my Lord, I will preach. So then he preached. So this is the Sandini. So Radharani is that ocean of that bliss and love. So therefore, she, for devotees, she's Rasa Ekadaini. She's the only giver of Ras, of that prema, of that bliss, of that satisfaction. And when we realize that there's no other source of Ras, of bliss or joy than serving Radharani, then we lose everything else in the world. We find Ras from one source, Radharani. Radharani's Seva, Radharani's Nam, Rup, Gun, Leela, Radharani's Sangha, Radharani's Dham, everything Radharani, Radharani's Prasadam. We don't want to taste anything that's not tasted by Radharani. We don't want to see anything that's not seen by Radharani. We don't want to smell anything that's not smelled by Radharani. We don't want to touch anything that's not touched by Radharani. This is the idea. This is Radha Bhav. This is Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhav means Radha Bhav. Manjri Bhav means, what does Manjri Bhav mean? To be one with the heart and mind and Bhav of Radharani. Gopi Bhav. So this is the fifth cause of why Radharani is called Rasaika Dhyani. After this, the maidservant serves delicious betel leaves, Rasavat. Mala Chandan Gandapura Rasavat Tambul. Rasavat. Vat means like van, means possessing ras, very saturated and full of very flavorful, sweet taste. Rasavat tambul to Radharani. Radharani accepts that tambul offering from Ramanjari, and she delightfully chews the tasty tambul. Seeing this, Shyamasundara understands that now that tambul that Radharani has been That tambul that Radharani's been tasting, Shyam understands, this is now Rasavat. Before it was tambul. Tambul is betel nuts from a tree, and there's some katechu there, and some chuna, some limestone, and some red paste katechu, and maybe some kapoor, even some raisins, and different seasons, different elements inside. Then it's folded over inside a palm leaf, and some clove is put there. And so many different tastes are there. The sour taste from the limestone, it's called chuna. I guess kind of a lemony taste. Then there's the sweet taste from the betel. All many tastes are mixed together. But so that's ras. Tambul has taste. But it's not, it's some taste. It's taste. It's a ruchi, but it's a material word, also ras. But it's not rasavat. We're hearing about the six different ways by which Radharani gives rasa, rasaika dhyani. So the Manjris have offered this wonderful tambul, and it's rasavat, means possessing, and it's truly full of ras. What is the ras? It's Radharani's most desirable madhura ras. And Chatu Pushpanjali, which is in Stavamala by Rupa Goswami, he describes what happened next. He said, the clever prince of Braj kisses Radharani's cherry red lips and he steals that tambul from her mouth. We've heard that Krishna's makanchur. Makanchur means butter thief, but we never heard of Krishna's tambulchur. Tambulchur is very intimate. Only a few rustic Gaudiya Vaishnavas could appreciate such a term for God. Oh, our God is called Tambulchur. Tambulchur? He goes to the pawn shop and he steals tambul? No, not exactly like that. Maybe you won't understand. Anyway, you call him Makanchur. For you, Shyam is Makanchur. For the followers of Raghmar, Krishna is Tambulchur. And that's very less, of course, but anyway, Makanchur is very nice, and people are happy with that. It doesn't cause any waves. But anyway, the fact remains that all the time Krishna is stealing Radharani's tambul. And sometimes, you know, and she doesn't have to steal his tambul because he freely offers it to her. But Krishna, he's just a natural thief. So if he wants anything, he has to steal it. Once you're sorry, he'll steal your saris. He wants your tambul, he'll steal. But Radharani's thinking, it'd be nice if I have Shyam's tambul. So then Krishna gives, she doesn't have to steal it. So now this is the fifth way that Radharani gives the rasadayini. She bestows a sweet taste, a rasa sweet taste, upon Shyam of her delicious lips and tambul. Now the sixth way that Radharani is also a name for Radharani. Rasarani, Radha is called Rasaika Dayani, is that the sadhaka, this is the sadhaka and her seva in meditation. Suddenly this deep vision that Sripada is having, which is called spurti, this deep vision within the recesses of his meditative mind, fully conscious meditative mind at the topmost stage of prema and bhava and devotional development. He's a siddha, of course. But this vision, this transcendental vision, this beautiful, sweet lila and exchanges that he's seeing and writing about, it disappears. And then he pitifully prays. So this phrase, rasaika dayani tava, it's for on the transcendental level, the alokic level, the adi-daivik vichara, there's this whole lila, and Radharani's bestowing so much rasa, and five different ways she's bestowing rasa to Krishna, and the mantris are appreciating that, while they're observing that in the kunja, and serving in cooperation with Krishna and for Radharani's pleasure. But then the sixth way, the final way, is that for the sadhakas, that they're praying here, and the sadhakas are praying, kadasyam, Preshya kadasyamaham. Oh, when will you engage me in your service? And when will I become the fortunate recipient of your rasa mercy? So suddenly this lila spurti vision disappears, and then Sripad pitifully prays, O Rasaika Dhaini, O Sri Radha, please bless this fallen soul with the nectar of your devotional service. So this is Parasparsha Rasotsamam Pranatibir Govindam Indivara Shamam Pratayatum Samanjala Raha Kunjam Chasamarjitum Mala Chandana Ganda Pura Rasavat Tambul Satpanakan Yadattum Cha Rasaika Dayani Tava Presha Kadasyamaham. O only bestower of Ras Sri Radhike, when will you engage me by praying to the lotus, to the blue lotus flower named Govinda, who experiences a festival of ras when he bows down to your sweet lotus feet and touches them? Parasparsha rasot savam pranatibir. And when can I sweep your lovely solitary kunja, your raha kunjam samarjitam, and bring you a flower garland, sandalwood paste, perfumes, and tasty betel leaves and drinks to you? So this is the sixth way that Radha is rasadayini. She bestows a sweet taste of ras, of her eternal loving service in the kunjas of Vrindavan. So we are rasikas, we are seekers of ras. Ras means love, prem, taste, satisfaction, divine rapture, aesthetic bliss. So everyone wants ultimate bliss. So the ultimate bliss available in any spiritual sphere is the bliss attained by serving the lotus feet of Radharani and Madhura Vrindavan and Madhura Ras and with her Sham. So we are hankering for that, and we're praying, O Rasadayini, O Rasaikadayini Radha, I don't want Ras, I don't want any other type of Ras. I want the Seva Ras. You must have heard of Prem Ras, and you've heard of Nam Ras. So this, all this Ras, Nam Ras, Prem Ras, Sevaras, it's all generated and has its origin. All this ras has its origin in the ocean of Radharani's love and seva, Radharas Sudaniti. So the sadhakas, we're also praying to Radharani, please bestow the sweet taste, the rasa. What is that? Where will I get that sweet taste from? Where will I get that sweet experience of ras? I will get it from, I will obtain that and receive that sweet, satisfying taste if you bestow upon me the service of your lotus feet. And that, of course, is the goal of the Raghunuga Bhakta in Manjari Bhav. He wants to attain the service of Radharani's feet with his Radhasneha Adhik Bhav, his extra, so much affection, tender affection and love for Radharani. So he's hankering for that, and he's praying for that, and he's meditating on those opportunities and those different explanations in the Shastras where the Mandris are serving Radharani's feet and absorbing that Sevaras. And so Vishnu Chakravartipad and Prabhunanda Saraswati and Narottam Das Thakur, and especially Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupamandri Rupa Goswami, and all their writings, Stavamala, Stavavali, they're writing all about the Seva Ras, the Radha Ras, the Radha Seva Ras, Radha Seva Ras, the Seva, the Rasa obtained by serving Radharani in so many unlimited ways. And also, and Prabhupada Saraswati is describing here very directly and clearly in these verses in Manjari Srupa Avesh in Radharas Sudaniti, but also in Vrindavan Mahimamrita by the same author. There's many instances and descriptions of Ras there also, Seva. So any sadhaka, so this is the sixth way Radha's Rasadayini. She bestows a sweet taste of her eternal loving Seva in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. That's very nice. Nice sentence. Radha is called Rasa Dayani because she bestows, Radhika, Karunamayi Radha, bestows the sweet taste of the ras of her eternal loving seva in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. Any sadhaka who, during the time of his smaran or meditation, any sadhaka who can see such sweet pastimes as this and meditate on performing these type of services, he will certainly feel bliss. He will certainly feel bliss, and he'll feel that that bliss that he's feeling will convince him that Radharani has surely bestowed her rasa upon him. So we are sadhakas, we are practitioners on Rag Marg, and we're chanting mala and we're meditating, we're reading these verses like this, or reading the Astakali Lila under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnav and their instructions, and we're trying to think of the sevas and meditate and praying for mercy all the time. And by chance, if we can get some distant glimmer or some slight view of this, of these pastimes or these exchanges in each one of these verses, we will feel very, very happy, very, very blissful feeling in our heart. And at that moment, maybe later when we stop meditating, or because we're not on that level of constant samadhi or dhruvanusmriti, when we have to come out and move in the world and do our various activities, that may become fleeting. It may dissolve or fade away a little bit. But we'll recall, oh, that was very nice. I'll go soon. I'll finish my work and sevas, other sevas, and again I'll sit to meditate and chant. And on this particular pastime or lila or this particular shloka, and then maybe Radharani will again give me that little drop, that Radha Adhara Rasabindu, a drop from the corner of her lips will fall upon me when she sees the sincerity of my endeavor to remember her and serve her in my meditation. This is the life of the sadhaka, the practitioner. So what could be a more absorbing thought? What could be a more absorbing thought or aspiration? You know, aspiration? Aspiration means what I want to attain. What could be a more absorbing thought or aspiration than to think, to think like this, because we think, and we think about everything and anything all the time. So how about this for an alternative? To have this thinking, someday on the order of Radha, I will sweep. I will take a broom, I will sweep the secluded forest bower where Radharani is meeting Krishna, and I will help Shamsundar redress Radha by bringing fresh flower garlands, sweet perfumes, tasty tambul, sandalwood paste, and dresses and ornaments. O Radha, when will you mercifully engage me like this? O Rasadaini Radha Ki Jai. So this is a beautiful verse describing different aspects of Radharani and her mercy and Krishna's submission and love for Radharani and her love and kindness towards Krishna, and all the mandris are there. Krishna and Radharani and the mandris and sakis together in the kunja, and beautiful exchanges and beautiful visions. Just see Krishna offering dandavats to Radharani's feet, Radharani bending and picking him up. Very beautiful visions and very beautiful scenes. So we hope that everyone will enter deeply into such types of descriptions and experience this rasa, this Radha rasa that's being described here in this verse. So I think we'll stop there.